Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English we speak
from BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English. I'm Rob.
Oh, hello. I'm Feifei.
Oh, what's wrong, Feifei?
I'm stressed. I've got an exam tomorrow. I hate exams.
Oh, me too. What you need to do is plan your revision a bit more. You know, take lots of breaks and maybe go for a run.
You seem to know a lot about preparing for exams. Where did you study?
Oh, nowhere you would have heard of. It's called the University of Life.
The University of Life? Is that in London?
No, it doesn't exist, actually. When someone says they've been to the University of Life, it means they're wise, but not necessarily educated. They've learnt everything just from experiencing life.
I see. So, no exams.
That's right. I've just got a qualification in life. Let's hear some more examples of this phrase.
I set up the business without any qualifications. Everything I learnt was from the University of Life.
The University of Life taught me to be polite to everyone you meet. You never know when you might see them again.
The University of Life. It's where you learn from life, not books. So, I should learn a lesson from you, Rob.
Yes, that's right. Chill out, don't stress about exams. They're a waste of time.
Really? Hold on a minute. If I remember correctly, you failed your exams and you were kicked out of university.
Well, maybe. But that was a life experience. And I learnt that studying wasn't for me.
It sounds like you've been to the School of Hard Knocks.
The School of Hard Knocks?
Yes. It's an unpleasant experience that you learn from. Anyway, I'm off to revise for my exams. I'd rather stay at my university than go to yours.
Fair enough.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The English We Speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.